The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'Chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Tet Vav. Today's daf is being studied by Elul Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Refuah Shelema Shelomo ben Miriam. Today's daf is being studied by Refuah Shelema Yosef ben Sarah. And Yosef ben Sarah. And Sarah bat Rachel. En narefana dahem, en narefana dahem, en narefana dahem. For the nefesh or for the guf. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yudal Amud Bet. We're starting from the Mishnah. Kunam she'ani yashin. The person makes a neder. Kunam, we said as lashon kinui. That's a terminology that serves as a neder. So kunam she'ani yashin. He makes a vow that I'm not going to sleep. She'ani medaber, that I'm not going to talk. She'ani mehalech, that I'm not going to walk. Ha'omer li'isha, or he tells a lady, kunam she'ani mishamshech. He's forbidding himself to have tashmish with his wife. Hare ze be'lo yachel devaro. All these cases, if he does not keep his word, he transgresses lo yachel devaro, which is the isur of transgressing a vow. The Gemara will elaborate on this vow as we come to the Gemara. Gemara begins, itmar kunam enay Beshena hayom im ishan lemahar. So the person says like this, he's making a vow on his eyes, removing his eyes from sleep. It's asur for my eyes to see sleep today, on the condition it's going to be asur for me today if I sleep tomorrow. Which means, if he sleeps tomorrow, so then it's forbidden for him to sleep on the first day. To make it simple for him to over his neder, he has to sleep both days. So the Gemara says, Itmar, kunam einai b'shina hayom, im ishan nemahar, amar Rav Yehuda marav al yashen hayom. So Rav Yehuda tells the guy to not sleep on the first day, shemi yashen nemahar, because we're worried that he might sleep on the following day, and then he's going to be over his neder. Rav Nachman Amar, Yashen Hayom Velo Hayshinan Shema Yashen Mahar. Nachman says, let him sleep today. Just be careful the next day. We don't worry if he sleeps today, so long as he's careful the following day not to sleep. So if he doesn't sleep the following day, so he wasn't over his neder. So really, the machlokan of Yehuda and of Nachman is, do we allow the guy to sleep on day one or not? Rav Yehuda says, no, do not sleep. And Rav Nachman says, it's okay. We'll see what the machlokan is in a moment. Moder of Yehuda, but if Yehuda is moder, he agrees. Be'omer, kunam einai b'shena limachar imishan hayom. The reverse case. I'm forbidding myself to sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So the day of the Isur is the following day. You're just saying, I'm osering the following day sleep if I sleep today. So the deen is sheyashen hayom. Yehuda says if he wants to sleep on the first day, no problem. Why? So the Gemara says, "Ki lo mizdahir b'tena'a, aval b'isur mizdahar." So the Yehuda's rule is like this: a person is careful on the day of isur itself, but he's not careful on the day of the tenai. Which means, in the second case that he just brought, the tenai is on day one. And the Isur is on day two, which means he said, Kunam alai shena tomorrow. So the Isur is on day two, if I sleep today. So therefore, the day that Rav Yehuda says a person is careful is the day of the Isur itself. So therefore, I don't pay too much attention to the day of the condition, because the guy's going to be careful on the day of the Isur itself. So Rav Yehuda is going to say, I don't care if he sleeps today, because tomorrow he'll make sure not to sleep.
because that's the day of the Isur. Therefore, the language of the Gemara is Kilo Mizdahir B'Tanai. He's not careful, let's say, on the day of the Tanai. That's why in case number one, where he comes along and says that what Kunam Alai Shina Hayom, if I don't sleep tomorrow, so then already he comes along and says he better not sleep on the first day. Why? Because he's not going to be careful on the day of the condition. And if he's not careful on the day of the condition, because he's going to sleep, then retroactively he's going to be in trouble. So therefore, v'chi lo mizdaher b'tanai. He's not careful on the day of the tanai. However, the isur mizdaher. But on the day of the isur, he is careful. Let's read some of the rans over here. The rans are on the amud bet. Let's start from the first ran in the Gemara. Ki lo zahir b'tanai. Kevan she'enu ikara isur. Since the condition is only a condition, it's not the ikar isur. Ela tenai the yom rishon. It's just a condition for the first day. Aval beisuro, kevan shu ikar isur afapish she'eno asur misad atzmo la betzurufo shel yom rishon afilo achi mizdaher. The isur day is careful, even though it's really hinged on the tenai, but he'll be careful on that day not to make a mistake. So that's the sivara of Yehuda makes a difference between when he's osirin today based on what he does tomorrow, or he's osirin tomorrow based on what he does today. Again, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara for the rest of the Amud is going to question this sivara of Rabbi Yehuda. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenan, it quotes a statement from our Mishnah. Tenan, Kunam she'ani yashin, she'ani me'alech, she'ani medaber. Case was he made a vow, right? Or setting himself from sleep, or setting himself from walking, from talking. So we said the vow is a vow, and if he transgresses it, he's over. And lo yachel devaro. Hechidame, what's the case? Either makediktani, if it's literally like it said, she'ani yeshen mi havi nidra, is the neder a neder? V'atenan, we learned in another Mishnah, chomer b'shvuot. Shavuot have a chumrah over nedarim. Shavuot chalot al davar sheyesh bo mamash, val davar she'en bo mamash. A shavuah is hal on an object and not an object, which means a person can make a swear. I swear I'm not going to sleep for a certain amount of hours, even though sleep is an intangible. Because we learned the shavuah is going on the person, so it's always tangible. I'm swearing myself from the item. When it comes to nedarim, you're only allowed to osir an object. So therefore, how can the Mishnah even say that the person is osiring sleep upon himself? Sleep is not an object. So therefore, the neder shouldn't be hal at all. V'shena davar she'en bo mamashun. Shena is an item that does not have tangibility. Ela, so the case of the Mishnah must be what? De'amar kunam enai b'shena. So you got to throw in the words enai. He's forbidding his eyes from sleep. Good, because the eyes are obviously tangible. So the Gemara doesn't hold it. V'i de lo yahiv shi'ura. Now, if he doesn't give a time limit, how long is he forbidding his eyes to sleep? Mi shavkinan le ad de'avar isur bal yachel. Do we wait until he's over the isur of bal yachel? The Ran explains what the Gemara's question is, which means if he made such a neder, the neder is not hal. Because we know that the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment that a person cannot go without sleeping for more than 3 days. So therefore, for example, let's read. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shivu'ah Shilo Ishan Shlosha Yamim. A person makes a Shivu'ah. I swear that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. Malkin Oto. They give him Malkut immediately. Why? Because such a Shivu'ah is called a Shivu'ah Shav. Because it's impossible to go 3 days without sleeping. V'yashin Le'altar. And then he can go to sleep right away, which means he doesn't even have to fulfill an extent of his shivua. I mean, you might have thought to say, maybe let him stay up for as long as he can until he has to go to sleep. Nothing. The shivua is not a shivua, but you said a shivua in vain, therefore you get malkut immediately. But by nedarim, you won't even get malkut. Because by nedarim, if a person makes a nedar, I'm going to osir my eyes some sleep, unended, it's nothing. It's not a nedar. There's no such thing as a nedar shav. And therefore, when the Gemara says, Mishav Kinan, are we going to leave him? It means it's nothing, which means such a neder is not a neder. You'll never come to Bal Yachel because the neder is not hal from the beginning. So we're back to the question, what's the case in the Mishnah? When the guy said, Kunam Enai Mishena, and he's over on Bal Yachel, if he didn't say a time limit, the neder is not even hal at all. So comes the Gemara and says, so again, what are we trying to do? We're just trying to box the case in. First, we have to establish what the Mishnah is talking about. Once we establish what the Mishnah is talking about, we're going to bring a question. The Gemara says, Ela, so what's the case? De Amar Kunam Enai Beshena Lemachar Im Ishan Hayom. So the case must be talking about where he made a neder that I'm forbidding myself tomorrow from sleeping if I sleep today. So what's the Isur day? Tomorrow. The condition is today. So the Gemara, and what does the Gemara Mishnah say? That such a case, he's going to be over on Lo Yachel Devaro. So Gemara says, Ha Amart Kol B'Isure Mizdaher. What are you talking? You told me that on the day of the Isur, he's careful. So which means even if he slept the first day, he's not going to come to Bal Yachel Devaro, because you told me Rav Yehuda, on the day of the Isur, he's careful. So how could you come to Bal Yachel? Ela Pshita. So we have to redefine the case. Must be the case we're talking about. Damar. Kunam Enai B'Shena Hayom Imishan Nemahar. So the case is talking about where the Isur day is today. He's forbidding himself today if he's going to sleep tomorrow. Now, V'i lo na'im ayom. Now, if the case is talking about where he didn't sleep today, ki na'im le'mahar, when he sleeps on the following day, my bal yachel devaro ika. Well, there's no bal yachel devaro. Because again, he has to sleep on both days to be over. E'la la b'dina'im. So the case of the Mishnah must be talking about where he slept on the day of the Isur. Alma ite dina'im. Must be that a person is not careful on the day of the Isur. And there, of course, that's the only case you could say in the Mishnah that he's over on Bal Yachel Devaro. He's got to sleep on day one and sleep on day two. But if he slept on day two and he sleep on day one, it's nothing. He must have slept on day one. That's what the Mishnah says he's over Bal Yachel. I thought you said that you really, the guy's careful, he's not going to sleep on day one because he's Mizdaher on the Yom of the Isur. So what do you think the case of the Mishnah is? V'ti uftad Rav Yehuda. Oh, it's a question against Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, "Ki ketani de'inayim." So Mishnah is saying, "We're not telling you that the guy should sleep on day one. Really, the guy should be careful. But we're just warning him that listen, if he sleeps on day one, he's in trouble. You know why? Because we go like Rabbi Yehuda, and on the day of the tonight, people are not careful. And if he's going to sleep on day one, he's going to run into the problems of bal yachel devaro when he sleeps on day two. Therefore, the Mishnah is giving you like an advice: don't sleep on day one, because if you do sleep, you're going to be over. So otherwise, the Mishnah is in support of Rabbi Yehuda. Read the Ran. Let's scroll down in the Ran just to get this Shekla V'Tariya. It's before the wide one. Ki ketani di'inayim. V'adraba. Matnitin had Rabbi Yehuda talashma'ina. The Mishnah is coming to teach you, Rabbi Yehuda. V'achi ketani. Yizahir shelo yishan yom rishon. Be careful not to sleep on day one. Di'i yashen. Because if he sleeps on day one, karovu lebo lide bal yachel devaro de betenael lo mizdaher. Because we know the rule, he's not careful on the tenai day. So the Mishnah is coming to tell you, if the guy's going to sleep on day one, he's going to be into the bal yachel zone. Why? Because on day two, he's not careful. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying over that if he sleeps, he's going to be in a problem of bal yachel. So really, that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. On the day of the Isur, he's careful. So therefore, he's warning it. But in the day of tonight, he's not careful. So be careful, don't sleep on day one. Because the inaim on day one, since he's not careful on day two, he might end up sleeping. Therefore, he's going to be over on Bal Yachel. Let's read the Ran. Let's start on the third line, going back to the Shekla V'Tariya of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Ve'ela de'amar kunam enai b'shena le'machar im ishan hayom. Right, he's forbidding himself. Tomorrow, if I sleep today. Mishum deleka leukme beomer kunam enai b'shena hayom. Why don't you make a simple case? Kunam enai b'shena hayom. But you have to make a case today, tomorrow. Just make a simple case. Diyachi pshita. I need a case for the Mishnah. Kunam enai hayom b'shena, it's a neder. Of course, I don't need a case like that. Ela haki kamar. Yizael shelo yishan biyom rishon shel tenai. The Mishnah is saying, be careful. Don't sleep on the first day over here of the condition. So he won't come to lo yachel, right? Because the first day is conditioned that the isur is on the second day. So the Mishnah is coming to tell, listen, be careful, don't sleep on the first day. Umishum haki ketanya reze bebal yachel debaro. It doesn't say you're going to make an isur. It doesn't say you made an isur. It says it's bebal yachel velo ketani asur mishum velo mitni le share yom rishon eno asur misad atzmo. Which is the first day, it's not asur to sleep. The first day is conditioned. So the Mishnah is just coming to tell you that when a guy makes a yisur on himself, that tomorrow I'm not going to sleep. If I sleep today, so they're coming to tell you, listen, meaning you're in the zone of bal yachel. Not to say it's asur to sleep today, I can sleep today and be careful tomorrow. But just tell him, be careful, because if you sleep today, you're bringing yourself into the position of, that's why the Mishnah didn't say, hareze asur. So the Gemara says, wait, the Katanan. I thought you told me, Rav Yehuda, that any time in the Isur, you're careful. You can't tell me that he shouldn't sleep on day one. Because let him sleep on day one. Because you know why the Mishnah couldn't have said that? The Mishnah couldn't have said that case because it's not true. Rav Yehuda, we want to establish the Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, that case is not true according to you. Because if he sleeps on day, why can't he sleep on day one? I'm just worried about day two. And you said day two is Mizdahir. So therefore, why are you telling me, Kunam alai mahari mishanayom, harezebe bal yachir. Bal yachir, be careful on day one. Don't be careful on day one. Let him sleep on day one. Because what do you care? Bottom line, the next day is the main thing. And the main thing, he'll be careful. So therefore, the deen is not that. So therefore, okay, Rav Yehuda, we're not going to establish the Mishnah like that. So Ela, what do you want to say the Mishnah is talking about? We were trying to make the Mishnah fit Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. You don't want to say this case? Okay, fine. We'll divert to a different case. What's the next case? Anan. Elala bedenayim. Oh, so the case was talking about what? I'm making a neder today I'm not going to sleep. On condition what? That I don't sleep tomorrow. So the Isur is today. Now what? And the Mishnah says that is bebal yachel. Now what's the case of bal yachel? The case has to be talking about where he slept already on the day of the Isur.
Yes.
Now we're already on day two, you're in the zone of Bal Yachel, so you have to be careful. I thought, what do you mean? I thought you said on the day of the Isur, he's not going to sleep, he's careful. So the Daran. El alav, v'dinayim. He must have slept on day one. What do you mean? Alma eita dinayim. Umatnitin hakamash ma'lan hare ze bebal yachel devro kilomar. Hare ze mutar lavo lide safek bal yachel. You know what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is? That it's okay. You could put yourself in a position that you might come to Bal Yachel. Wow. That even though he might sleep on the first day, it's okay. Harizeh be-Bal Yachel, but it's okay. She'im ratza lishan b'rom rishon, lo amrina de-lo yishan. Which means we're not telling the guy on day one, don't sleep. Kedesh lo yeh shalom labodi de-Bal Yachel. Good, period. So therefore, that's a question against Rav Yehuda. I repeat. The way we're learning our Mishnah is, the case of the Isur is today. Because now that I'm not going to sleep today if I don't sleep tomorrow. And what's the point of the Mishnah? Hareze bebal yachel. Which of course, if he sleeps both days, it's bal yachel. But the Hadush of the Mishnah is, don't worry. If he wants to sleep on day one, let him sleep. Because tomorrow, he won't sleep. But just know that even though he's putting himself in a position of bal yachel, but it's okay. That's against the Yehuda. I thought the Yehuda says on the day of the Isur, the guy's careful. That's not the message that the Mishnah is teaching us. So how are you going to answer? So comes the Gemara and says, Ki ketani de inayim. Good. Which we're not saying he's going to sleep on day one. Really, we don't want him to sleep on day one. Exactly what Yehuda says, because the guy really is going to be careful. And the guy comes to ask us, you know what Yehuda is going to tell the guy? Don't sleep today, please. Don't sleep. Why? Because you're going to put yourself in a position, because tomorrow is the Tanai day, and the Tanai day people are not careful, and then if you sleep today, you're going to run into problems. So just saying, di'inayim, no, that if he ends up sleeping on the first day, which we don't want him to, he's going to run into an issue of bal yachel. So adraba, that's proving Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason why we don't want him to sleep on day one, because he's going to probably sleep on day two, because that's the Tanai day, and Yehuda says people are not careful on the Tanai day, therefore, hareze bebal yachel. Amara gives another answer, Ravinama leolam kidiktani. Which means, don't bring any questions against the Yehuda from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like we thought originally. He didn't even say the word Einai. Kunam Mishena. What was the language of the Mishnah? Kunam She'ani Yashin. Alright, we had a question. What do you mean Kunam She'ani Yashin? I thought it has to be on a object. You know what? He answers, Avina Hidush. Umay Bal Yahel Midrabanan. New item. that even when a person makes a neder and he doesn't attach it to an object, there's bal yachel midrabbanan. It's still isum midrabbanan. We thought till now, if it's not on an object, nothing. It's not on arrival, the neder. Now the hadush of the Mishnah is yesh bal yachel. What? Even though I didn't say the word, einai. So comes the Gemara and says... Comes the Gemara and says, "Umi ika bal yachel drabana." Is there such a concept like that a guy can be over bal yachel, which is a Torah pasuk that the rabbis enforce the rabbinical lo yachel devaro? Gemara says, "In yeah, there is vehatanya. This hatanya is a proof. It's benihuta. It's not a question. It's a proof. Devarim amutarim. Certain things, let's say, are permissible from the halacha. Vaharim nehagu behem isur." But you have people that are mahmir, and they were osir themselves. So a person is not allowed to do the heter in front of those people. Which means, you have people that are being mahmir, when you're by them, you have to adopt that humrah. You cannot be mekel in front of those people that are being mahmir. Well, where do you see this from? Shuna Emar, lo yahel devaro. Don't break his word. Now, this over here, the Rashab, the Hakamim is, Devaro means word, but it can also mean like Davar. Don't break the item. They're being Mahmir on the item, don't go in front of them and break the item. Now, that's obviously not the Pshat in the Pasuk, that's a rabbinical interpretation. So you do see that Lo Yahed Devaro, there is a Drabbanan on Lo Yahed Devaro. So just like you see that Lo Yahed Devaro, we have a Lo Yahed Devaro on a non-object item. The rabbis enforced Lo Yahed. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, let's just clarify that case over here. I want to give you the case of the bright again. Let's say the person wants to be mahmir, siyag, he wants to put a fence around himself, therefore he forbade himself. Which means, let's say you have a person, he wants to absolve himself from that vow, to say it better. He's mahmir, he wants to be taken off him. So the law is, you cannot take it off him. Why? Because of Shaloya Had Devaro. Once a person already accepted this item in a place that the Mahmir, so therefore we're not going to let him absolve himself from this Nedir. So you see what? There is a concept of Lo Yahel Medrabanan. So he says, but the only way we'll take it off him is with Hafara. Hafara's got to go through the legal process. I'm going to say one more time so I can be clearer. The guy didn't accept this Humna on himself as a Nedir. He just, want to be mahmir on himself. He didn't say, Akunam alay, I'm mahmir, all this stuff over here. He just stam is mahmir one day. Now he decides, comes to the rabbi, you know, I want out. Okay, you need ready to hafara, mutarim lachem, you need a peta, whatever the laws of hafara is. What does he need that for? He didn't accept upon himself, isu benedir. Why? Because lo yahel devaro. But there was no dibur over here. Ela davar. You accepted this concept, the rabbis come along and say, you cannot be matir it unless you get a hafara. So you see there's a lo yahel devaro midrabbanan. That's the clarity of that case. Whatever the laws of hafara is, the point is you need it. That's only rabbinical, because this case you can't even say anything verbally. So just like this hafara midrabbanan over there. So you see you can be over lo yahel devaro midrabbanan. So let's just review what we're holding until this point. We had a shitav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda made a difference between the condition day and the isur day. Isur day said people are careful, you know, not to make a mistake. On the Tanai day, they're not so careful. We brought a question, seemingly, from our Mishnah against the Buddha's logic. So we thought, that, and that's really one of the answers, to interpret the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said, Kunam Shani Yashin, doesn't work such an edit. It's on a non-object. Also, it must be Kunam Enai Shani Yashin. Oh, what do you mean? But it's open-ended. It's not an ender, because the guy can't sleep, the guy can't go without sleep for 3 days. Also, he must have been saying, Kunam, Shena, Kunam, Enai, Mishena Hayom, Im Ishan Mahar. That's where we established the case. I'm forbidding myself today if I sleep tomorrow. And what did the Mishnah say? Bal Yachel. Which means what? Bal Yachel means we're going to tell the guy on day one, hey, listen, Don't sleep over here, because if you sleep over here, you're gonna run. You're gonna put no. And the hadush in Mishnah and Hav Amina, hadush in Mishnah is hareze bebal yachel, that what, even though he's putting himself in a predicament now, because if he does sleep on day one, Now, it's very possible he'll sleep on day two, and he'll become over, but it's okay, you can do that. Which means if the guy comes and asks us, Rabbi, can I sleep on day one? We tell him, no problem, sleep. Oh, that's against the Yehuda. I thought the Yehuda said on the first day is careful, that we're not going to let him sleep. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. That's you misinterpreted the Mishnah. That's the case of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah is saying, Hareze bebal yachel, meaning we're giving the guy advice, don't sleep on that day. You know why don't sleep on day one? Because you're not going to be careful on the day tonight. Because people are not careful on the day tonight. And therefore, if you're going to sleep on day one, you're going to probably sleep on day two, then you're going to be over on bal yachel. So Adrabah, the Mishnah is in sync with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's coming to tell you that Adrabah, if they come to ask, I'll tell you, do not sleep on this day over because you're in the bal yachel territory. Comes Ravina and says, don't even bring this Mishnah as a proof to anything we're talking about already. This Mishnah is teaching you another Hiddush in totality. And what is that Hiddush? That when a guy comes along and says, Kunam Sha'ani Yashin, even though he didn't say his eyes, till now you thought, zero, not a little, Kamashmanan the Mishnah, no, it is a Neder, the Fakhot Drabbanan. Aye, we see such thing as Neder, Lo Yahal Nevarom Drabbanan. Yeah, you see in the case of the guy that didn't accept upon himself anything verbally, but still, he needs a Hafara. Comes the Gemara now and says, questions now to the end of the Daf on Rav Yehuda. Tenan. We have a Mishnah. Guy tells his wife before Pesach, She'at nehenit li ad Pesach, I'm forbidding you to have any hana'ah from me until Pesach. Im telchi lebet avich ad hag, if you're going to go to your father's house until Sukkot. Which means, you go to your father's house from now to Sukkot, anything that you had hana'ah from me, from now to Pesach, is asur. So let's discuss. The window is till Pesach. That's the window of Isur. The condition is until Sukkot. Okay? You cannot have hana'ah from me till Pesach if you're going to go to your father's house by Sukkot. So Gemara says, Halcha lefnei Pesach. Till Sukkot. That's the cutoff. After Pesach. Halcha lefnei Pesach. So let's say she went. She went already to her father. She broke. She went to her father's house before Pesach. Asura b'hana'ah to'ad Pesach. Okay, that's it. She's forbidden to have hana'ah from the husband until Pesach. Because that was the condition. She broke the condition. So therefore she's asur. Halcha lefnei Pesach. So give me a mention. Diyuk. Halcha lefnei Pesach. Asura. Lo halcha. Lo. But if she didn't go before Pesach, so what are we going to say? What? She's not going to be asur to have hana'ah. Which means, if she didn't go to her father's house until Pesach, which means you didn't fulfill the Tanai. So what are we going to say? Now, but now it's retroactive. If she ends up going, now she's in the Tanai zone.
She goes on Kippur.
Correct, she goes exactly. 5 months later, which she benefited earlier, now is going to become asur. But what do we say over here? The Mishnah, the diyuk of the what is it? The Mishnah. The Mishnah is lo alcha, that if she didn't go into Pesach, no, she's not going to be asur. But and we're not going to be oser that what that she might go to her father's house because maybe it's oser now because now she's making a condition. I thought that you that taught me that in the condition she's not careful. And therefore, maybe I should consider that she's going to go to her father's house. Therefore, we should forbid her to have any hana'ah. We say we don't do that. So comes again what says, Amar be abad. Don't make a diuk like that. Comes along and says, Halcha lefnei Pesach asura veloka. Lo halcha asura be'alma. Which means, if she went before Pesach, then already if she had hana'ah, she's in contempt of the neder. She gets malkut. Now, if she didn't go, it's still asur. She's not going to get malkut, but because it's pending. But still, it's asur for her to have any hana'ah. So therefore, it's congruent with Rav Yehuda Shita. Now, just to point out, who's getting the malkut over here? So the Ran points out that she gets the malkut, which is an interesting case. He made the neder, she's getting the malkut. Because he didn't do anything wrong. But he just made a neder. I'm forbidding you to have any hana'ah from my assets. So therefore, the assets are forbidden. Now, he didn't do anything. He's passive. He just made the neder. She went along. She broke the she went to father's house, she had an a'ah, so she was over. So it's like, I could osir my stuff onto you. Now, when you're eating it, you ate something that was isur. So look at the Ran speak this out, even though the Rambam, he just argues on him, but that's a shita. Look at the last Ran on the daf. Halcha asura behana'ah veloka. That's what we have to read it, I guess. Kilomar, loka hi. Avalu eno loke, shere lo asa shum isur. Ela shedira. All he did is just make an edit. Ve'efshad de tananami ha'ashmi'ina nagavurhe. Which maybe that was a side point in the Mishnah to teach us that chidush. De'ala rechiva isura. That the isur is riding on her. Aval lo alav klal. Aval Rambam zal katav lokehu. Okay, he Rambam learns differently. But the Ran knocks out the Rambam. He says it can't be. The isur is on hers. Because now we have a machlok at Ishonim. But for our purpose, we need to know the Ran Chita. That what? The isur is on us. Let's review what happened just took place over here. We thought to ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda. What's the question? Well, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, well, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, there's nothing to talk about. Then she's ready to suit Havana'ah. And whatever she did Havana'ah already, she's Isur, Malkut, just Isur finished. We made a diuk. That stopped because she's Halka. But lo halcha, if she didn't go before Pesach to the father's house, she's okay. What do you mean she's okay? I thought now, how can you let her be okay to Havana? I thought she's not careful on conditions. And therefore she's going to make Isur, and she's going to come to problems. So the Gemara says, the Yehuda says, yeah. She's not allowed to have Hana'a bichlal. When she had Hana'a and she broke her condition, she's going to get Malkut. When she didn't go, she's not going to have Hana'a, but she doesn't get Malkut because she didn't obey there. But either way, she cannot have Hana'a because of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Okay, so Gemara says, still have a problem against Rabbi Yehuda from the Sefa of that Mishnah. What does the Sefa say? Ema Sefa. Ahara Pesach, which means she went to her father's house after Pesach. Bebal Yahel Devaro. Okay, which means she went to the father's house after Pesach, but again, the condition was up until Sukkot. So what's the deen? Bal Yahel. She broke the vow was broken. So the Gemara says, what's the case? V'idelo etane lefnei Pesach. Mika Bal Yahel. The only way she's over Bal Yahel is what she must have Hana'ah before Pesach, because she broke the Isur day. Ela Pshita de etane. Must be she had an Alma de etane. Which is, even though that was the time of the Isur, she wasn't careful. I thought of you that you said at the time of the Isur, they're careful. Hey, you see, they're not careful. So, Utiuftad Rav Yehuda, and Gamut Bet, question against Rav Yehuda. Kiketani di'itane hareze bebal yachel devaro. Which means, it's not telling us that she's should have Hana'ah. If she had Hana'ah, should be over on Baya. That's why. Don't have Hana'ah. You have to learn it so that we did the other way, which means, since if she has Hana'ah in Pesach, she will come to the situation of Bal Ya'el Devaro if she ends up breaking the Neder, if she ends up going to Fall, therefore, you know what? She shouldn't have Hana'ah, so she won't come to Bal Ya'el. So therefore, it's consistent with, look at the top Ran, second line, Kiketani, De'etane harez bebayal devaro. Kolomar v'hi gufak abashmalan. She tizehir medehanot kodem haPesach. That's the point. Don't have Hana'ah before Pesach. Kedesh im telech lahar haPesach. Because if she does go after Pesach to father's house, don't have only debal yachel. Exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps the Gemara has another question against the Rabbi Yehuda from again that same Mishnah. Tanan She'at nehenit li ad ha'hag im telchi lebet abich ad ha'pesach. Just the reverse case. Yeah. The Isur now is a much longer window. The Isur is from Pesach until Sukkot. Any Hana'ah, you cannot have Hana'ah for me if you go to your father's house from now to Pesach. So the window of going to the father's house is till Pesach. The Isur is until Sukkot. So it says, Halcha lifnei Pesach. Well, if she went before the Pesach to the father's house, asura b'na'ato ad ha'chag. That's obvious. It becomes asur of any hana'ah until Sukkot. Umuteret lilech achar ha'Pesach. It's interesting. But she can go to her father's house after Pesach. No, what do you got to tell me that for? That means nothing. Right. She broke the neder already. Therefore, she says, so what does it mean to tell me she can go to the father's house? So the Ran has the chidush on that. Look at the Ran. Umuteret lilech lahar apes. I mean, she was never asur to that. What's the problem? So the Ran says, velo haishin and shim adot tisko she'avra al tena'a kodem apesach. Ve'im matirin na lilech atal etaneh. You would have thought you don't want to let her go to her father's house even after Pesach, because if you can let her go to the father's house after Pesach, she's going to think that she did nothing wrong, and therefore she's going to think that she's not a hana'a. So therefore, by maybe making her asur to go to her father's after Pesach, she'll remember that she did something wrong. Therefore, she'll know that she cannot have hana'a. Kamash malan, we don't make the gezira. She's a suta hana'a, but she can go to her father's house. I'm not worried that by allowing her to go to her father's house, it's going to lead to think that she's okay and she didn't make any isur, therefore she can have hana'a. Kama shma, we don't make such a knas on her. She can go after Pesach, but she is still isur. The Ran is answering, why would I think that she shouldn't be able to go after Pesach? Because you would have thought, maybe you know what, maybe the rabbis would tell you, no, you can't go to your father's house anymore. No, because she's going to think to herself, why can't I go to my father's house? Oh, because I did something wrong. Now I'm being reminded. And if I won't have hana'a, by being allowing her to go to the father's house, she'll say, yeah, everything's fine. I'm still going to my father's house. Everything's good. Come on, so we don't make that. Let's continue the Mishnah. So it says, Diyuk, Halcha Asura, which is only if she went before Pesach the father's house, she becomes Asura. Lo Halcha. Lo. But if she doesn't go before the Pesach, she doesn't become Asura. And we don't say what? That she shouldn't have hana'a until Pesach, because she might end up going. So what do you see over here? That we don't osir her from that hana'a before the condition is fulfilled. She's according to the Bi'uda. What did he hold? He held that what? On the condition, as long as the condition is open, you have to worry that she's going to break it. So the Baraita, the Mishnah's Diyuk is what? She went before Pesach, she's Asura. But if she didn't go before Pesach, she's okay. What do you mean? She shouldn't have hana'a. We should not allow her to have hana'a before Pesach, because maybe she still has a chance to. No. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that and the Mishnah's Mashma, we're not worried about that case. But I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should be worried because she's not careful on the condition.
Let's start again from the Tanan. Just to get this question. Tanan. She'at ne'nit the adahag. Okay, so the isur is you cannot have hana'a from me until Sukkot. Im telchi lebet abich ad pesach. The condition is until she goes to her father's house from now to Pesach. Chalef ne pesach. She broke the tanai. She went before Pesach. Asura banato adahag. So of course she's forbidden to have any hana'a until the hag. And this is mutil lechahar pesach. But she can still go to her father's house after the Pesach. We don't make a gezira. Now they make it up and make a diuk. Halcha only because she went before Pesach. Asura she has to have hana'a. Lo halcha, but if she didn't go before Pesach, she does not become forbidden until the Pesach and the Chaura. Why? According to the Biuda, we should forbid her at that time of an age because she's not going to be careful. Amarava, huadin, dafil lo halcha, asura. Really, she's asura even if she didn't go. So what's the difference? Halcha, asura, viloka. Lo halcha, asura, be'ama. It's like we answered the first part of the Mishnah, which is if she went and she broke the neder. So now, not only is she isur, but she gets malkut for breaking the neder. She's eating something that she's not allowed to eat. Now, if she didn't go before Pesach, we're not going to let her eat. But she's not going to get malkut because she didn't break the neder. But in the chaname, we're not going to let her have a hana'at. Asura be'alma. Comes the Gemara and says, Gemara has a question on the Yehuda. Metive, new case. Kikar zu alai hayom im elech demakom peloni lemachar. Okay, similar mechanics of the case. I'm forbidding myself this kikar today if I go to that place tomorrow. So the isur day is today, the tanai is the following day. So it says, achal, oh, if he ate the kikar, hare ze bebal yelech. Then already he's got to be careful not to go the following day. Because if he's going to go the following day, so then he violates his, then he's going to be all there, his neder, the mafreya. But what do you see over here? That it sounds like it's permissible for him to eat the food today, but just be careful tomorrow. What are you talking about? According to the Biyudah, we don't let the guy eat the kikar on the day of the isur. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's the question. Mi ketani ochel? What did the statement say? We allow him to eat? What did it say? Achal ketani, which is b'di'avad. Dichi achal hareze bebal yelech.
Therefore, don't eat. Adrabah, if you be careful in the language of the Mishnah, I'll tell you, the language is telling you, if he did eat, you're going to be in trouble. Why are you be in trouble? Because the next day he's not careful the day of tonight. So therefore, really what it's telling you is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. Don't eat. Let's read the Ran.
Achal,
areu bebal yelech. Now, there's one question that has to be addressed over here. The Gemara's Habamina was what? That is telling you can eat the Chetahila. How can I think that you can eat the Chetahila? The language of the Mishnah is Achal. I understand the answer. It means he ate. Which means, he ate already, therefore he's going to be in the problem of, therefore don't eat. But the Habamina was, you tell me you can eat. Why would I think it's a Chetahila? It doesn't say you can eat the Chetahila. So that is Hadda Sakata Dakhai Achal Ochelhu. Mishum detana kulu isure ketani, because the Mishnah is bringing you all the cases of isur. Achal hareu bebal yelech, halach hareu bebal yachel devaro, which is the next part. Vim ita delechet tachila lo matze achil hay isura neme have lemitne, which means the Mishnah is bringing me all the cases of Isur. Okay? Now, if you're going to tell me that Lechetahila, it's also Asur, why didn't the Mishnah bring me that case? Ela must be, when it said Achal, it really means Ochel, let us tell me he can eat Lechetahila, because all the other Isur cases the Mishnah gave me. Now, if Ochel Lechetahila was Asur, it would tell me that. So from the fact that it didn't tell me that case, because what's the din of the Mishnah here? It says, Achal, what's the language of the Mishnah? Creativi kikazu alay yom im elech lemakop lemahad, Achal, hareze bebal yelech. It doesn't say that it's Asur. It's just saying, if he ate, then just be careful because he's going to put himself in a predicament. So the Gemara says, that's an Isur. So therefore, we're assuming what? That somehow with a guy ate lechetahila, and you tell me what? No problem. What are you talking? How could you eat according to the Bihuda lechetahila? So what's the Gemara answer? Nah. It meant really, lechetahila, you can't eat. That in the Gemara is going to be Isur. And go with the language of the B'nai Mishnah that said what? Achal. And what is it saying? Listen, if you ate, you're going to be in a problem. Even though if you ate today, you really didn't break the Isur yet. But you're putting yourself in a problem because tomorrow, if you end up going to that place, and there's a chance you're going to go to that place, you know why? Because that's the condition day, and the people are not careful on the condition day. Therefore, be careful because achal today, you have a problem, which is aliba, then be without. Comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking? One more question. Halach, this is the last part of the Mishnah there. Actually, it's a braita. Halach, let's say he went. He went the next day. Hareze bebal yachil devaro. Oh, if he went the next day, that means he broke his neder. Now that's not good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mehalech lo. It didn't say the word mehalech. It said halach vekasha l'Rabbi Yehuda. What's the question according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the only way he'll be over bal yachel? He must have eaten on the first day. So that means what? He's not careful on the first day. That's the question of Yehuda. Now, if the Braita's language would have been mehalech, that's good. Let him go on the second day. Because goes on the second day, it's no problem. But from the fact that the Braita's language was halach, haraz areze bebal yachel devaro, tzmashma, he must have eaten the first day, and therefore, if he went on the second day, he's going to put himself in the... I thought he should have said, Malach, let him go. And the fact is, it's Halach, so now we're running into problems of the Bad Rabbi Yehuda. So, Amar Lecha Rabbi Yehuda, Hu Adin Delitni Malach. Really, the Baraita could have said, he can go. Because in case of Ritual, he didn't eat on the first day. So the Baraita could have just said, go the second day. But you know what? Aidi Diktani Desha Achal Delom Mitni Le Ochel Tani Sefa Halach, which means the Braita just for consistency purposes kept everything equal. Just like in the beginning of the bright, that was it. Kikazu ala yom imelech lemakoplu numahar. So achal harezeh bebal yelech. Just like in the Nesha, we said the word achal. So in the Sefa, we said the word halach. But in truth of the matter is, we could have said the word mehalech. Now that's at a very superficial level. I'm going to explain to you the depth of what the Rida is saying in a second in the Ran. I just want you to get the Shekla v'Tarian, the Gemara. Shekla basically is telling me, hey, Sefa, Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me what on the day of the Isur, the guy's careful. He's not going to eat on that day. So therefore, if you're not going to eat on that day, let the Mishnah, let the Brat say, Mehalech, let him go the next day, let him walk. Because what's going to happen, there's no Isur. But what does it say over there? It says, Halach, Harezeh, Bebal, Yahel, which is Mashma, that if you went on the second day, you did something wrong. You went on the second day, you're going to have a problem. It means you must have ate on the first day. What are you talking about? It's a problem. You're right. We could have said, mehalech, meaning let him go, no problem. But you know what? Since the Nesha, we use the past tense, achal, if he ate. So therefore, the Sefer, we also use lashon, halach. That's the simple answer. Now let's read the Ran, where he throws in an extra onion. Let's read the Ran. Umefarkinan. Actually, where we left off in the Ran above, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. In the Ran of Achal Hareu Bebal Yelech. Umefarkinan. Mi ketani ochel achal ketani. Kolomar. The kevan de achal ketani in the resha of the Braita, de mashma diavad. Right? If he ate on the first day, ha'ashmi'ina de lechetahila lo matzi achil. Very good. Lechetahila don't eat. Because that's the day the... Isu, don't eat that day, because the next day you're going to be on the Tanai day and you're going to run into problems. Continue. Umakshinan tu emasefa hareu bebal yahel devaro mehalach hareu bebal yahel devaro mehalach lo ketani. Kolomar imita le Rav Yehuda havile lemitni mehalach eno bebal yahel devaro. The Braita should have gave me the case of heter mehalach. Let him go the second day and he has no problem, because already on the first day he did not eat. And which means it's a new case separate from the cases above. Velo kaya resha elahachi avile lemitni mehalech ve'eno belo yachel demistama hachiu deha biyom rishon lo shari lelemechal. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the first day can't eat. So therefore, what? Let him go on the second day. Ve'echi pasak ve'amar halach hareu bebal yachel. Bomb question against the Yehuda. Clear? Uparkinan, and the Gemara answers, Amar lecha Rabbi Yehuda, hu adin delitni mehalech. He could have said mehalech. Ve'aydi ditani resha, achal delo mitni ochel, tana sefana mehalech. Good. Now look at the Ran. Klomar, inachinameh, di ba'el limitfas milta ba'apen nafshe, habitani mehalich. Which is the Braita could have started a new case. The first case tells me the Isur situation, and the next part of the Braita give me the Heter case. Meaning, if he didn't eat on day one, mehalich on day two, no problem. You don't have to tell me that, because I know he didn't eat on day one. So I can just tell me on day two, mechavod, go. It could have said that. Ela mishum dele'el mine tana achal. Since in the Resha it said achal, velomatzi lemitni ochel mishumachi lotana mehalech ve'eno bebal yachel. You know why? I'm at the outside. Because I would have thought like this. It's the Ran is saying. Let the bright, don't be consistent. Let the bright say achal in the Resha and mehalech in the Sefa. Well, what's the difference? Well, what's my problem if I don't keep consistency? So I'll tell you what the problem is. I'm going to think it's all one case. And I'm going to say it like this. There's a case where I'm going to tell you you're over on Bal Yachel. And there's a case where if he ate, he's not over on Bal Yachel. And I'll say it like this. In the Resha, where it says what? Achal, meaning he ate on day one. It's talking about, I would have said, let's say the guy ate on purpose, the mezid. Oh, guy eats bemezid. Then you're putting yourself in the bal yachel, because when he eats on the second day of Tanai, you ate on the day one purpose, you're over bal yachel. However, I would learn the sefah.
mehalech eno bebal yahel, I would say, you know what that case is about? Where he ate on the first day b'shogeg, right? Then the second day when he went, let's say he broke the condition, I would say eno bebal yahel. I would have made a chiluk between mezid and shogeg. That's why he says we got to keep the consistency over the cases to come and tell me what halach is over. Is osir. Because if you would have gave me a case of mehalech with mutar, I would have made that chiluk in even when he was over his eating. But now that you're keeping consistency, what are you telling me? Case number one. Acha, the ate on day one, don't go the next day. Because you're going to run into problems now. You ate on day one, which means really, it's really telling me, don't eat on day one. Because once you eat on day one, you're going to be in trouble. And then the next part of it says, the next part of the Braita says what? Halach, that is Bebal Yachel. Oh, what do you mean Halach is Bebal Yachel? Really, it shouldn't be Bebal Yachel, because really, I thought the guy's careful on the first day. You're right, by the way. But since it's talking about the Resha Achal, we wanted to keep this case also in Halach, to just keep, because if you would have said Mehalech, I would have thought that it's referring to the first case, that you have a case where you can go walk the second day and still be not Ovid on Bal Yahel. Okay, I'm going to read that in the Ran. You'll see it clear in the Ran. Look at the Ran. Let's start from Kilomar. In Echenemedi, by Elimit Fasmetaba Pen of Shave, Tani Malek, Elamishub de Elmine, Tana Achal. Even though he ate in the first day, which is sometimes when he eats, he shouldn't walk the next day because the problem. Kilomar kishagat b'mezid. דאינו שזכר שיסור עליך תלוי באכילתו וזמנין דאפגב דאכל בראשון מלך בשני. יכול שאכל יום ראשון בשוגג. That's what I would have thought. כלומר שלא יהיה זכור בשעה שאכל שיסור עליך תלוי באכילתו. When he ate on the first day, he forgot that the walking is dependent on anything. So that's considered sugar. I would have thought that he can walk the next day. ובחי אגב דמלך ביום שני, כי נוכל שמעת את זה בכל עוד, אוקיי, נגביש דריה. That's why you have to come along and not use that terminology מהלך, even though it's true, meaning even though it's true, according to the Yehuda, that once day one passes, of course there's no, which not even one day passes, there's never a problem to walk on day two, according to the Yehuda. Because I'm not worried what's going to happen on day one. You're not eating on day one. So once you're going to eat on day one, it's always mutal malach. But you know what? Don't write that terminology. Because you might have think that, so even in the case where he ate on day one, walk day two, because he ate b'shogeg. Oh, now you want to get the problems. That's why, you know what? Keep everything consistent. If we answer Rabbi Yehuda. Now, who's the halakha like, incidentally? So the Ran says, last paragraph, ulinyan halakha, kaimalan, kerebi Yehuda, medavim le'el umodeh Rabbi Yehuda, beomer kunam einai b'shena le'mahar, umedishlaklinif t'rin alibeh, shorakatakvet, we have a basic rule. Whenever the Gemara goes back and forth in one of the shitot, so usually that's the one that's the halakha like. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend so much time in trying to answer questions on them back and forth. The halakha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that what? A guy who's mizdaher v'isuran, he's not mizdaher v'tena'ah. Next piece of the Gemara says, a quote from our Mishnah. What was the quote from our Mishnah? A guy comes along and says, I'm osering yourself to have tashmish with me. So he's putting his suit on tashmish, right? That was the case of the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says, which means he's forbidding his body on his wife. My body is forbidden to you to have tashmish. Now, we know, can a guy do that? Of course not. Why? He's obligated. What are you talking about? Here's a shabud deoraita. Dichtiv. She'era kesuta ve'onata. Lo yigra. We have a Torah law. Torah says he has to give his wife ona. What is ona? Relations. So how can he come along and forbid his body to his wife? Meaning it's not his to forbid. Exactly. It's almost as if to say it belongs to his wife. For example, can I go to somebody and say, your fruit are forbidden to you? Of course not. That's what this is like saying over here. My body, it's not your body, it's her body. So how can you say something that belongs to her on her? That's a shamud that doesn't work. So Gemara says, Be'omer hana'at tashmishech alai. I'm not forbidding my body. I'm forbidding myself to have the hana'ah from you. So to, on himself, he could be osir. But that already is his. Right? He doesn't want to have the tashmish. Therefore, he doesn't want to have this hana'ah.
Now, how do you know that he could make such a tanai? The Amar of Kana, Tashmishi alayich, or alecha, it should be, let's say the lady's talking. The lady tells the husband, Tashmishi alayich, I'm forbidding myself to you with the Tashmish. Kofin otam shamashto. You force her. Why? Because she's obligated to tashmish the husband. That's the shi'bud that she has also towards the husband. Hana'at tashmishich alai. But if she forbids herself, I'm forbidding myself, my hana'ah. From the tashmish, I'm forbidding myself to it. Asur. Why? She'en ma'achilinu la'adam davar asulo. You can't feed a person something that he forbade to himself. So the Beit Din is not going to force them to have tashmish. What do you mean? This is asur to me. This is the hana'ah. So just like she could say Isur Ana'ah, he can also say the same Isur. So that's the case. So when you go back to the Mishnah and you read it, it's not that he's osetting himself, his body. That's not his to oset. I'm osetting myself from the Hana'ah. Now, you can't come and say, force him. Anyway, you can't force somebody to eat something that's Asur to him. Therefore, the Nedir is Hadr is over. It is going to indeed be Bal Yahya al-Debaro. Baruch Allah al-Olam. Amen.